the last 20 years when we've tried to approach the immigration issue by only looking at one issue at a time, we have failed. We have continually thrown money at a problem through increase in border security funding, and yet our borders continue porous and broken, and the lawlessness that comes with that is something that we see across America. I don't believe that we should let this crisis fester. I don't believe that we should continue to tolerate the shadow society for 11 million undocumented workers in this country today. I don't believe that we should stand in the way here in the United States Senate for a comprehensive immigration reform that has extensive bipartisan support in this body. Because national security is at the heart of a workable immigration law, we should not allow an immigration law to go into effect if it will not address the national security interests of the United States. That is at the heart of my amendment. We stand firmly for the proposition that we need to absolutely secure our borders. Indeed, if we fail to address the reality of 11 million people living within the shadows of the United States today, we will have failed to achieve the national security objective here. If one thinks about what has happened in the days after 9/11, we ought to know as an American government who it is that is living within our society. We cannot know that when you have 11 million people who are living out there in the shadows. Those people need to be brought out of the shadows. They need to be brought out into the sunlight. They need to be registered. They need to pay a fine. They need to learn English, and they need to do all the rest of the things that we've talked about in this legislation. The very fundamental principle of an immigration law to provide us with national security in America will be altered if we are not able to move forward with the implementation of those provisions of the law. It requires the President of the United States to basically say that before the guest worker program is implemented here in our country, that the President has to determine that it's in the interest of national security for us to implement those provisions. That before we move forward with a program that addresses the reality of the 11 million undocumented workers here in this country, that the President of the United States shall acknowledge and make a statement that, in fact, it's in the national security interests of the United States of America.